Why do your parents want you to break up with your person?
602-805-0101.
So the text message went up with his daughter hitting up her dad as she's on the side of the road with a flat tire, asking her dad, how do I change it? The dad says, aren't you with your boyfriend? I believe his name was Jason. She's like, yeah, but he never learned how to do it. He's like, okay, step one, break up with Jason. So
that's so valid.
I'm going to put it out there. I think I would say the same thing when Giabella starts dating and her boyfriend, they're on the side of the road and she doesn't know. And she's asking me how to do it. Obviously, I would show her.
Yeah.
But your boyfriend's not calling me or he never learned. So I would encourage the breakup as well.
I'd be cooked too.
Yeah. JD, I'm telling them I'm going to show you how to change a tire if you want.
I guess I can. I really still don't care.
That's
why
ego.
I have insurance.
Your
brother.
Ego is so big right
big,
now.
I just don't want to do it. Plus, my tire will never go flat.
Oh, you just jinxed it.
You jinxed it.
I'll be waving at you on the side of the road.
See it.
With a beep beep.
Yep.
And I just got a truck, so there's just no way.
We'll hit you with you can't park there.
Oh, hell no.
So we asked you to give us a call, whether you are a parent or you remember your parents wanting you and your person to break up.
602-805-0101.
Let's talk to Scott in Tempe. All right, what's your story, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was dating this girl. I brought her over to meet my folks. And you know how some girls are like a little flirtatious, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Kind of how they are.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Well, this girl decided to become, I guess, a little too flirtatious with my dad. And it made my mom uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
I can see that.
This is taking a turn. I thought she was a little flirtatious, a little too much PDA in front of your parents, but she's a little flirtatious with your dad. Now, did this bother you, or that's just kind of her personality?
I mean, I guess there must have been some I didn't see, but it wasn't bothering me. I just got an earful for my mom. She, apparently she had a little bit of work done, you know?
Wait, no, I don't know.
No, Joey wants to know. No. He's inquiring.
Elaborate.
What kind of work did she have done?
She had, I don't know how to say this gently. She wasn't going to die in a boating accident, okay? I'll say that.
Flotation devices?
Yeah.
On the bottom or up top?
She had a bit of a low-cut top on, and my mom was real upset about it. She made it very apparent that she wasn't welcome back at the house.
Oh, man.
So, how do you continue that relationship, you know?
Well, you just don't take her to your parents. Oh, man. So she's a little flirty and, God.
Yeah.
How did you break up with your girlfriend? How do you tell her something like that?
I kind of just told her. And she was not happy about it. You know, called me like a mama's boy and that kind of thing. But, you know, I who's going to be happy to hear that kind of news?
My wonder is if, you know, like, what's the age difference between you and your girl? Because maybe she just likes dating older men. You know, she wanted a little silver fox. She wanted the old bull instead of the young calf.
There's a little bit of that in the back of my head. Because, you know, that's the kind of thing mom was saying. Some girls are into that. Now, of course some girls are, but, like, it was rough.
That's hilarious.
To say the least. And do you keep in contact with her?
Not really.
Oh, you're crazy.
She's at the steakhouse right now.
Oh, man, she's floating on Lake Pleasant right now.
With someone else's dad.
Yeah. She don't know how to swim either. She got her own flotation devices.
She stays ready for Titanic.
I need to find out who her doctor is because I know how to swim, so maybe this is my solution.
Oh, man, that's tough. I'm trying to put myself in your situation, though. Just the girl you went out with is kind of my type. If I took her, my mom's met some of the girls and she knows I have a type.
Well, she's just nice. Some people are just really passionate.
No, I do know girls that's their demeanor. They're just kind of a little flirtatious. They don't mean anything. It's kind of their part of the personality. But I don't know. If mama feels disrespected, I'm never going to disrespect my mom. And if she feels a certain type of way, I got to respect her wishes. And I probably wouldn't.
You would not in this scenario. I don't think so. If she had flotation devices, you're not going nowhere.
I don't think you'd bring her around mom again.
Around mom again.
Yeah. She wouldn't come over for Thanksgiving, but she'll be with me for Black Friday.
Exactly. Just to have you in her back pocket.
That's what it would. Okay, are you in a new relationship now?
No, not right now.
Just chilling.
You'll be all right, man.
All right.
I'll be fine.
The next girl you date, is she going to look opposite of this girl? She going to... contained.
I mean, You never know. It's okay. It's all, you know, who I catch a vibe with, you know?
Okay. All right.
All right, man.
Fair enough.
That's more important.
All right. Is this other girl dating someone? Just asking.
So many.
Asking for friends.
I don't know.
Let the man go, dude. Let the man go.
What does her name rhyme with? Never mind. All right. I'll let you go. Unless you want to tell me. No. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling the show. Okay, brother?
You got it, man.
My guy. All right. 602.
805.
0101. Why did your parents want you to break up with your person? Taking more of your stories up next.